choose is Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Joyce Meyer was telling a story on TV a few months ago, and she's talking about how people don't know how to control themselves, control their mouths, and they run their mouth all the time. And she said, that ain't true. She said, I can stand around the corner of a room, and I can hear ladies going at it, just blah, 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 just blabbing away at the mouth. Everything's negative, everything's down. Comes around the corner, walks in the room, oh, hello, Joyce, so good to see you, bless God. Praise the Lord, Joyce. You can control yourself if you want to. You can shut up if you want to. You can be quiet. You can shut your mouth. In the right circumstances, you know how to do it already, amen? A lot of us control ourselves, but we control ourselves around people we're trying to impress. We put on the mask. I must impress them. A lot of times the people we should love the most are the ones that we keep dumping on with our mouth. The ones that we are closest to are the ones we dump on the most. My wife don't need to know everything I'm feeling all the time. Why do I want to bring her down into my mess? I need to deal with my mess with Jesus so I can get up out of it. I don't want to bring her down there with me. That's a bad place for both of us. Then, next thing you know, we want to kill each other. I don't have to have a comeback. I can just let it go. I don't have to respond to every opportunity that I get. I mean, the next time somebody blows their horn at you on US 1, you don't have to blow your horn four times back. You can just let it go. You don't have to do that. Come on, next time somebody in your office says something to you, and you don't have to come back and say something back to them. You can smile. Pray about it and shut your mouth. You want some of y'all walk away with this? You wait till I get them alone. I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. And then you go sit at your desk for 2 hours plotting on how you're going to get them back and don't get no work done. You've become the state's attorney. You get done plotting it on and you go, law and order ain't got nothing on me. Justice! Sometimes you just got to be quiet and hold your peace. Malachi chapter 2 verse 7 says this, you have wearied the Lord with your words. My God. Here's a late bulletin for some of you. Ding, 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 ding. Not only is your wife tired of hearing it. Not only is your husband tired of hearing it. Not only are your kids tired of hearing it. Not only is your dog tired of walking the other way when you come home. But God is tired of hearing it. You have wearied the Lord with your words. God done said, you done wore me out with your words. There comes a time in our lives, ladies and gentlemen, that I've got to recognize that victory is on its way. I got to pray. I've got to trust. I've got to obey. I've got to walk in faith because victory is on its way. There are really times in our life when we need to be quiet and pay attention to what God is doing. Amen. Here, let me give you a few things and we're going to wrap this up. When we just need to be quiet and let God do what he's going to do. The first one is this. You can write this down. When there is no evidence that anything God promises is coming to pass, that's when you should shut your mouth. When there is no evidence that anything God promises is coming to pass. When you see no evidence, when you see nothing to support what you've been believing for, God has given you a promise and it looks like it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to come to pass. At that moment, you have got to learn to say, got to be quiet. Victory. Victory is on its way. If God said it, then God's going to do it. How many of you know most of us in desperation will just cut loose with our mouth? We just let it fly. We start saying things like, well, God must have forgotten about me, and I don't know if this thing's ever going to work out. And I must have been foolish to really believe that this was God. This must have been in my head. I've been going around telling everybody and walking in faith and putting it all out there, and now it's just me. It's my flesh. I'm so dumb. I'm going to move to another town and go to another church. I think I'm just going to go fishing for the weekend. I'm just going to quit and go away. I can't trust God anymore. Secondly, write this one down, is when you feel overwhelmed and you're surrounded by enemies who seek to do you harm. That's when you need to be quiet. When you feel overwhelmed and you're surrounded by enemies who seek to do you harm. Listen, not everybody you love is believing for your breakthrough. Not everybody is excited about your dream. I'm about to help somebody right here. Not everybody wants to see your success. And the day that you wake up and realize it is a day that you'll be happier than you are right now. You need to go ahead and settle that. Not everybody you like is pulling for your dream. When you get that revelation, you'll quit crying over who didn't get on board with your plan. And you'll just keep going the plan with Jesus. Don't you just like hanging out with people that are happy all the time? Yeah. The people that are, instead of hanging out with people that are just always downcast or they're always whining about everything or they're upset or something's going wrong, they can't handle it. Nobody loves me. Nobody support me. Nobody's got my back. Nobody. Keep talking that way and you won't have nobody in your life. There'll be nobody around. Amen. When you get that way, at that point, you have got to harness yourself and say, wait a minute. Hang on. There is a victory that's on its way to me. God is doing something in my life. You know, good and well, they marched around that city. There were people from Jericho standing up on the wall, and they were yelling down to them, calling them names, laughing at them, saying, what y'all doing down there walking around the city like a bunch of idiots? All you're doing is kicking up a bunch of dirt, getting your feet dirty. What do you think you're going to do? This city has never been defeated. This city has the biggest walls on the face of the planet. This city is the most powerful city in the world. These walls have never fallen before. These walls have never been penetrated before. What makes you think you can do something walking around that little tiny box blowing your little tiny horns like some kind of little band? Who do you think you are? Do you think you're going to penetrate these walls? What makes you believe that you're going to get that promotion? What makes you think you're going to get that raise? What makes you think you're going to have that promise? What makes you think you're going to get through the day? What makes you think you're going to make it through the week? What makes you believe that in your life? What is it? And Joshua said, don't listen to them. Ignore them. Don't you listen to them. Don't you listen to them, because if you listen to them, you're going to be tempted to open your mouth and you're going to try to prove your faith. You need to shut your mouth and you need to march and you need to be quiet. Victory is on its way. David said in Psalm 62:1, truly my soul waits silently upon God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you attack a man? To them I was just a broken down wall and a tottering fence. They plan to topple me from a high position. They delight in telling lies about me. They praise me to my face and they curse me in their heart. But my soul will wait in silence for God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock. He only is my salvation. He only is my defense. I shall not be shaken. Now that's a winning attitude right there. How many of you can't have the job that I have as the pastor of a church and not have somebody in the community upset about something you're doing? There's always somebody upset about what I'm doing down here. It ain't got nothing to do with what we're doing. Amen? Because the more you do in the kingdom, the more people are going to talk about you. Some of it's jealousy. Some of it is envy. Some of it is people just don't want you to be successful. Come on, talk to me, somebody. There are places that I can go right here in this city where there's all kinds of stuff being said. People spoken certain things against me, against my family, against my folks, against me and Kim. You know what? Sometimes I want to go to them places and I want to knock on a few doors and say, let me tell you something. Let me set the record straight. But let me explain to you why you've been wrong. Who do you think you are? And something on the inside of me says, don't do that. Don't say that. Don't go there. I will vindicate. I will cause the truth to come out. I will prove you. You just need to be quiet, because there's a victory on the way for Truth Church.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God, you're my company.
Listen, there are people out there that love to tell lies about you. And a lot of them call themselves Christians. There are people that smile right into your face and turn around and walk down the road three blocks and talk about you and stab you in the back. But you've got to recognize, I'm holding my peace because the Lord is going to be my salvation. The Lord's going to be my defense. The Lord is going to be the one who brings me out. The Lord is going to be my strength, and I shall not be shaken. It's on him. Come on, somebody give him praise in here this morning. The Bible says that Jesus was reviled and he opened not his mouth. You know, we see almost two different kinds of lives of Jesus. There were times when Jesus was running his mouth at the Pharisees and calling them whitewashed tombs and serpents and liars and putting them in their place and embarrassing them and making them look stupid. Then there were other times when he would stay silent like a lamb when he was accused. You know what the difference was, ladies and gentlemen? The only time Jesus ever opened his mouth to put somebody in their place is when they were coming against God. Whenever they came against him personally, whenever they said things about him and called him a friend of sinners and called him a drunkard and called him a wine bibber, he kept his mouth shut. He never said nothing to defend himself. He let God be his defense. Let me know, Jesus went to the cross and he was not shaken. You got to understand, there's a victory on its way. Thirdly, is when the instruction of the Lord seems to be totally out of reason or out of reality. When God just told you to do something that's just so off the wall, you have a hard time believing it. I grew up in a family like that, so we can almost believe anything. A lot of times when God tells us to do things, the first thing we think, well, that doesn't even make sense. That ain't God. That is just so off the wall. That's just so crazy. How can that be God? 2 Kings chapter 7 says, during the time of Israel, they were in such a famine. The Bible says that they were selling donkey heads and dove's dung as gourmet food. They were starving to death. They'd gotten to the point where poor folks were taking their children and boiling them in water to have something to eat. The famine had become so bad. The Bible says that the prophet Elisha came into the city and he stands up one day and he says this to the whole crowd. He says, "Hear the word of the Lord. By this time tomorrow, wheat will be sold for a shekel and barley for half." You know what he was saying? He was saying, by this time tomorrow, we're going to be selling bread at wholesale prices. We're going to be selling bread at 90% off. The Bible says that there was a royal officer who was standing nearby and he began to laugh. And he began to mock Elisha. He began to say, if God opened the windows of heaven himself, he could never make that happen. I know you're a prophet. I know you're a man of God. I know you say all this stuff. But God himself, if he came down here right now, that would not happen tomorrow. But how many of you know why that royal officer was talking? There were four lepers sitting out at the gate because they couldn't even come in. They had leprosy. And they were sitting at the gate and they decided that if they sat at the gate, they were just going to sit there, starve to death and die. They weren't going to let them in the city. So one of them says to the other, let's go to the enemy's camp. Maybe we can sneak in there and get something to eat. Because the city had been laid siege of. As they began to move their feet towards the camp, the Bible says that the Holy Ghost put amplifiers on their heels. And as they began to march to the enemy's camp, what was only four lepers sounded like an army of a million. And the Bible says that when they got to the camp, that every soldier that was there got up in the middle of the night and fled. And they left their gold, they left their silver, they left their livestock, they left their horses, they left their bread. The next day, they come running to the city. And they came into the city, and the Bible says that when the people heard that the word of the Lord had come to pass, they begin to turn and run to the camp to get their resource. And that royal officer that stood there, blabbing his mouth, running his mouth, was trampled to death by the crowd going after their blessing. I'm here to tell you today, there are some people who have said, why are you still going to that church? Why are you still serving God? I haven't seen God come through for you yet. Truth Church ain't never going to rise up out of all that stuff they've been through. They're never going to be a church that's going to accomplish much. They're never going to be a church that impacts the city. They aren't ever going to get past everything that took place on that property. But you know what? I am here to tell you, let them say whatever they want to say. I ain't here to argue with anybody. I'm not here to discuss it with anybody. I am keeping my mouth shut because there is a victory that is in progress for this house, and it shall be done. I am one of those men with leper that is marching silently to my promise to get my resource, because it is promise of God. I wish somebody would stand up and shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, he's my resource. I declare in the name of Jesus that victory is in progress for your life today. For your life today. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the truth of your word in this house. I thank you for every born-again believing Christian in this house, Lord, that knows they have been called and separated by your love. Lord, I pray, God, right now, Lord, that we learn how to stop undoing what you're doing in our hearts, that we learn how to keep our mouths shut if we ain't got anything to say in faith, not to say anything at all. Lord, that your work shall be done in our lives, in Jesus' name. If you believe that this morning, say yes.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. Hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced ESE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.